You're listening to the Effective Statistician Podcast, the weekly podcast with Alexander Schacht and Benjamin Pieske, designed to help you reach your potential, lead great science, and serve patients while having a great work-life balance. Today we want to talk about the upcoming conference, and if you listen to this far after mid-February 2024, then you will still gain something out of this, so stay tuned. And now some music. This podcast is sponsored by the Effective Statistician Academy. Yes, this is my academy. And, well, it is not just my academy. It's the academy of many, many different great statisticians that help you to reach your potential and learn more about all the different aspects of statistics. We have data visualization courses in there, of course, the leadership courses. We have things about estimates. We have things about programming. And we have an ever-growing number of courses that you can get from there. We also have a lot of free material there, so check it out. I'm producing this podcast in association with PSI, a community dedicated to leading and promoting the use of statistics within the healthcare industry for the benefit of patients. PSI also has a conference, a live conference, of course, in Amsterdam this year. It will happen in June, and the registration just recently opened. I think it's a great opportunity to network with others. It's a great conference, and I'm pretty sure it will be sold out soon. I've already registered, so check out the conference at psiweb.org, where you will learn more about this conference and all the other activities. And by the way, if you become a PSI member, then the conference fee is a little bit less, exactly the difference to being a PSI member. And then you get basically directly all the membership bonuses before the conference already. So check that out. Today I want to tell you a little bit more about this year's conference. I've done a couple of changes based on the feedback of the conference last year. So last year it was a huge success. We had over 800 registrations and far over 400 people that showed up live for the conference. Last year we had 5 hours all in a row, and that was a little bit too much, especially also for me doing all the moderation and all these kind of different things. So this year I said, okay, let's spread it out a little bit. And I didn't want to decrease the number of content. And I also wasn't sure whether I want to do parallel sessions. So I decided to do 3 days. So the conference will happen Tuesday, Wednesday, and February on 13th, 14th, and 15th of February from 3 to 6 p.m. CET. So if you're in the U.S. on the East Coast, that is 9 to noon. And if you're on the West Coast, well, then it's even a little bit earlier. But still, I think in a time area where it's kind of manageable. So one of the things that people loved from the conference last year was the length of the presentations. So we will have again 20-minute presentations plus Q&A thereafter. And yes, having no break for a 5-hour conference was also a little bit too exhausting. So we will have a short break in the middle of these 3 days. We will keep the conference free, so everybody that registered and attends live gets everything free. And I want to make sure that people really come to the conference. And I know what happens with free recorded content that never gets looked at. So I want to make sure that people really have a look into the conference. Therefore, I will charge a little nominal fee of 49 euros for the recordings. That is a bit of an incentive to actually watch it live. And if you want to purchase it thereafter, all the recordings, then it's not so much that it's kind of an enormous amount of money, but still enough to make sure that it just, you know, isn't just, you know, downloaded and then never looked at. So that is my thinking about it. And I hope that you can attend the live conference because we have really, really amazing speakers. Many of these actually would be awesome keynote speakers, or they have been keynote speakers at conferences. So the first person that you probably know about is Andy Grief. Andy was already an outstanding statistician when I started studying statistics and was already very, very influential when I joined the industry over 20 years ago. Now he is looking back with over 5 decades of experience, and based on his experience, he will talk about how an entrepreneurial mindset can help you succeed in this area. And be aware, yeah, he mostly worked for all kinds of different pharma companies, especially for bigger ones. And I know many of you work for pharma companies as well, and so this entrepreneurial mindset will definitely help you. If you work in CRO, it will help you even more. Because, well, in a CRO, everything that you do about statistics and programming is really part of your core business. In pharma, yeah, drug development is really the core business, not so much the statistics. And of course, not only drug development, but also drug commercialization, all these kind of different things. So for any CRO sessions, that will be also really, really helpful. And of course, also for academic areas, because an academic area is also a very, very entrepreneurial area. Then I also have an old friend and colleague, Kaspar. Kaspar Rufibar is one of the key people in terms of Estimans. He is driving forward lots of innovation and methodology within Roche. He once said to me, he's basically an academic working in pharma. And yes, that describes it well, very well. And like Andy, he's also an awesome presenter. We will then also have a couple of technical talks. We will have, and Kaspar, by the way, will talk about something technical as well. We will have, for example, Guillaume Desachy, who is co-leading the biomarker thing, and he will talk about more technical things. We will have Christian, who will talk about structured equation modeling. If you have never heard about structural equation models, then this is a really, really good chance to get an introduction, to get an overview of what that is. Of course, we will have Gary Sullivan, my partner in crime in terms of everything leadership for statisticians, and he will talk there. And then we also have some other really, really outstanding, well-known presenters. Anja Schiel. If you don't know about Anja, then you really need to come to this conference and listen to her. She is an outstanding presenter, and she is probably the most influential statistician within Europe when it comes to HTA. She works for the Norwegian agency, and is very influential in terms of how EU HTA will look in the future. And as you know, there's a lot of things currently going on. And 2025, when all the oncology products that get approved there will need to go through this process, 2025 is really just around the corner. And 2028, it will be for the orphan drugs, and 2030, it will be for all drugs. So this is really the time to listen to people like Anja. She has been on this podcast before a couple of times. Always great to listen to. I was also really happy to have some very senior leaders presenting, who will present at this conference. There's first Chrissy Fletcher. Chrissy is very, very senior executive within GSK, and she has been the FSPI leader. She's very involved within PSI, PSI leadership, PSI chair, all these kind of different things. And she has influenced the industry quite a lot. She was very, very central to the ICH E9 addendum and making sure people know about estimands and all the things around this. So I'm really looking forward for Chrissy Fletcher to present at my conference. Another senior person, this time from the CRO side, is Yannis Genenai. He is the Chief Scientific Officer at Cytel. He has been at Cytel for a very, very, very long time and has supported the community for a long time. He is a great presenter, and he was already on my podcast very, very early. One of the, I think, single-digit episodes, he talked with another colleague about data science, and it's one of the most downloaded episodes here on this show. So watch out for his presentation. It will be surely outstanding. I don't want to go into all the different presenters, but just a couple of other things. Jenny Davenport will talk about launch and commercialization, Anders about real-world evidence, and especially the really rich Nordic trees there. Mr. Bray, really an expert, will talk about network meta-analysis and many, many more things. So stay tuned. Ah, well, one last thing. One of the other most downloaded episodes on the show is the episode with Frank Konieczke on non-parametric statistics. And I'm super happy that he, being a statistician, the head of statistics at the Charité in Berlin, a really famous hospital, academic hospital, will talk about non-parametric statistics. I'm super stoked about this. So this will be also really, really important, relevant. And if you don't know about non-parametric statistics, then you really need to listen to this presentation. I want to give a quick shout out to the different sponsors of this conference who make sure that it really happens. So there is first Mars, which is a company that helps you with everything about HTA in Europe, but especially also in Germany. Stefan, who leads the company, is just outstanding to work with. Then we have LifeSci Hub. Sheila is the leader of LifeSci Hub, and this is a company that helps pharma companies work effectively together with small CROs, freelancers, and so on, and that takes all the pain out of these kind of documents and master service agreements and all that kind of stuff. So stay tuned for Sheila. She will also talk about at the conference. Then we have Epistat. Anders, who leads this company, will talk about Nordic registries. And we have Smart Data Analysis and Statistics, which is a company from Thomas Deprez, and he will talk about meta-analysis. Of course, the Effective Statistician Academy sponsors my conference. And then last but not least, there is Clevofective, my collaboration with Clevolution, with Evelyn and André Serre. We are working together to help sponsors find the right candidates. And of course, also CROs. We're currently also working for a CRO to help them find the right programmers, the right statisticians. And that is always a lot of fun. So stay tuned for this conference. If you have already registered, then please tell your friends and colleagues about it. If you have not, then quickly go to the Effective Statistician homepage. There you will directly find at the top the button to register for the conference. See you there. This show was created in association with PSI. Thanks to Rain and the team at VVS who helped with the show in the background, and thank you for listening. Reach your potential, lead great science, and serve patients. Just be an effective statistician.